This is AENN. This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
Nearly half of all the homeless people living in the streets in America happen to live in the state of California. What they are doing to our beautiful California is a disgrace to our country. It's a shame. The world is looking at it. Look at Los Angeles with the tents and the horrible, horrible, disgusting conditions. Look at San Francisco. Look at some of your other cities. And then you have a governor. You have a governor that invites the whole world to come into California. We'll pay for your health care. We'll pay for it. And then you wonder why so many people are coming up. They're coming up because we're the hottest economic country in the world. But they're also coming up because you have people like that governor saying, come on up. We'll give you health care. Come on. Who wouldn't come up? Who wouldn't come up? How crazy is this? How crazy is this?
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We've got so many things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. It's almost like a major bevy, if you will, of excitement around on Agenda 21 Radio. Because we've got news coming out from Agenda 21 Radio. And then we've got, of course, New California. And all the different things that are happening right there in New California. Okay, so we were talking about Mitt Romney and his play to try and stop the Hunter Biden situation. Now, of course, it's not going to stop it. Lindsey Graham, though, compromised. Lindsey Graham is now, you know, sort of in charge of one of the committees that everybody wants to hear from. And the question is, how are they going to keep, how is the good buddy situation going to work in Congress for everybody? I don't know if it's going to work well. I don't think it is. Anyway, that's one of the big topics that we're covering right now. Also, the jobs report that's come out, good news overall for President Trump. There's no question about it. The jobs report, which is, you know, comes out, it's stunning, 3.5. Unemployment rate drops that much. Jobs growth smashes expectations for February as unemployment falls back to 3.5. That's the headline right now that we have gotten from MSNBC. Non-farm payrolls grew far more than expected in February as companies continued to hire amid a growing coronavirus scare. I mean, this is the scare is on. The scare is absolutely on. But the problem is, of course, the economy is growing. So if your economy is growing, it doesn't seem to be a slowdown in ultimately our economy. We're hearing stories now that, speaking of the economy is that J.P. Morgan is leaving New York. I don't know if that has anything to do with Jamie Dimon's heart surgery, but one might speculate that there's something going on there that seems to be untoward. Just saying. Anyway, Labor Department reported Friday that the U.S. economy added 273,000 new jobs during the month. Wow. While the unemployment rate fell to 3.5%. Wow. Matching its lowest level in more than 50 years. It's the economy, stupid, huh? Boy, I'll remember that in 1992 election. See, this is, I'm sorry, I'm an old guy. I can remember back that time. Right. We got a chart that's kind of all gumbled up on. We'll have to fix that on our website. Sorry about that. Healthcare and social assistance led the way in job creation with 57,000 new positions, food services, and drinking places. What do they mean by drinking places? Added 42,000 professional and technical services, contributed to 32,000, and finance rose by 26,000. 26,000. That's just an amazing jump. But, you know, if you take a look at it, as I was saying in the opening block A of hour one, that with the Trump economy, when he came in year one and slashed taxes and cut the red tape, which, of course, he learned from Reagan. Reagan had to wait and fight through the muddle in his first year to get that second year tax cut. And, of course, the economy took off like a skyrocket and continued all the way through. You know, you say things about the Clinton economy. The Clinton economy was feeding off of clearly what Ronald Reagan had set forward in motion. And, of course, it all started to slow down by the end of the Clinton era and into the period for George Bush the Younger. Right? All these family ties that it's just kind of it is incestuous. That's the word. I was looking for another kinder word, but the word incestuous came up. Anyway. That's just part of the problem. So the economy's booming. Everything's rainbows and lollipops. Except on the other side, where you've got this whole Ukrainian thing starting to rear its ugly head in a big way. We knew it would. And there is so much to come out. There is so much to come. And it's all out there, by the way. All this stuff that, you know, these people... This is what I don't understand. You probably better let a dog lay, right? And rather than to create so much turmoil and suspicion about yourself, but that's okay. You know, they know that Bill Barr knows this information. He's got all this information. What we know, I'm sure Bill Barr knows. It's not that we've told him. Listen, if he's got good, loyal investigators on his side in the FBI and in justice, they know this information. They know it. They figured it out. Now, and again, I'm talking about any kind of information about the Ukraine, all the different sources. They've got all the secrets. So, what we report to you probably is secondhand compared to them. Although we get calls from people going, "Hey, what about this?" You know, well, you know, I can't tell you that. Listen to my radio show. But because we have to protect our sources too, and we have some fabulous sources that contribute to the show anyway, and I know Scott does, and we all have our sources. By the way, what is really amazing is I talk to all the other radio hosts and around the nation and stuff, is that we oftentimes will come to the same conclusion with multiple sources. It's just amazing how like wow. That's how we got this, and we know something, they know, another host knows something, and it's all coming from different sources. So there's a lot of people talking about some of these stories that perhaps the other side doesn't want to have talking. They need to be, I guess, they're the ones that are really kind of out in front. Okay, some other big things. Trump announces crackdown on sanctuary cities. The federal government will be withholding funds. Shocking, 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 absolutely shocking. President Donald Trump announced Thursday his administration will begin withholding federal funding for sanctuary cities after a federal appeals court last week ruled in his favor. As per recent federal court rulings, the federal court will be withholding funds from sanctuary cities. They should change their status and go non-sanctuary. Do not protect criminals. That's the way it should be. Do not protect criminals. The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York ruled on February 26th that the Trump administration can withhold millions of dollars of federal law enforcement grants to cities and states that refuse to cooperate with immigration enforcement officials by releasing information about the immigration status of alleged convicted criminals. And of course, California is the King Kong leader of the pack, so to speak, right? They are the ones that everything's sanctuary. And of course, Oakland, can't remember our little mayor there, right? Tipping off the criminals about the law enforcement closing in on them, the ICE closing in on them. This is, of course, something that we knew was coming. And I say this because when this whole thing, sanctuary state, came up and Donald Trump said he was going to do this, everybody pushed back. You can't do that. You gave us the money. We're going to keep it because we're not going to pay it back. And, of course, that was really never kind of the intent. That was the word that was going around, but that was not what they were saying. And that's not the way these federal grants work. For the most part, if a grant is given out and you're not complying with it, yeah, there may be some sanctions about that particular grant for that year that might come up. And, I mean, that's just kind of normal. But if you're not complying with it and then you reapply for the next year, don't expect to get the money. But the left, oh, yeah, they got, we're going to get the money, we're going to get the money, we're going to get the money. And guess what? They filed suit against Trump, and they lost. They ain't getting the money. Millions of dollars not going to local communities and sanctuary cities. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Let's be burning down the house. Okay, we're going to burn down the house and watch what happens. That's exactly right. Burn down the house. Okay, so we've got, man, there's just a ton of information out here today. And we're going to be sharing it with you. You can also call in 215-867-8255 is a call-in line. You can definitely call in. We're accepting calls. The call system is now up and running after a vacuous period of time. It was not running, and now it is running. So we're getting this all straightened out here for Red State Talk Radio. So if you want to go ahead and call in, we're going to start taking calls. We're going to test the system, if you know what I mean, and see if it's all working properly. 215-867-8255 is the call-in number. We'll just be an open line Friday right now until we start getting into other subjects. And, again, we're checking out the system. It's got clear lines. We know that, boy, I'll tell you. Listening to Scott Adams and the other shows, where the lines are very, very clear coming in. So that was a big plus. We had problems, and again, we don't know if we got the problem here, but we're going to test it out and we'll find out. Anyway, so Mitt Romney, his good buddy in the Senate, Lindsey Graham, becoming the focal point of what is truly going on. I want to go back to the problem that we had with Chuck E. Schumer and how very, very dangerous it was for him to make the comments. We of course, bemoaned Chuck E. Schumer yesterday quite a bit. Beating him up savagely, which, of course, he deserves. There's no doubt that Chuck E. Schumer, for his words, making the comments that he did to the federal judges, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, was a threat. In fact, it was perceived directly as a threat. I want to get this out here because I've been listening to people trying to put the spin. Oh, it was all of Chuck E. Schumer putting the spin. It was all about the Republicans I was referring to. And, of course, that's not what he said. That is clearly not what he said. And, in fact, the evidence is in that even in the eyes of the Supreme Court Justice Roberts, it was not that way. It was not that way. So this is kind of interesting because Schumer's dangerous and direct threat to Supreme Court sparks bipartisan backlash. That was yesterday's Zero Hedge. But this is what we have coming up from his comment, which, is ridiculous. His own comment, his own words is enough to sort of put things back into perspective. Let's go ahead and listen to his own words, see if this pops up again. Here we go. We're going to go with Chuck.
You're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
That's not bad, but listen to the second part of his comment. Here we go.
You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Okay. You won't know what hit you. Right. You won't know what hit you. Not a good choice of words. Mm-hmm. This is what Chief Justice Roberts said, and this is where I'm going with this. These remarks were inexcusable. Chief Justice Roberts was right to call him on his comments. I hope the senator, whom I've long admired. Lawrence Tribe saying this. Chief Justice say? I thought we had this in emboldened in this article. Where is it? Chuck E. Schumer. Okay. It says,
This is from Roberts. This morning, Senator Schumer spoke at a rally in front of the Supreme Court while a case was being argued inside. Senator Schumer referred to two members of the court by name and said he wanted to tell them, "You have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You will not know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions." Justices know what criticism comes with the territory, but threatening statements of this sort from the highest levels of government are not only inappropriate, they are dangerous. All members of the court will continue to do their job without fear or favor from whatever quarter. Okay, so he says it's threatening, and he says it's dangerous. Okay, if we take that out, that's a crime. That's a federal crime to stand on the courthouse steps of the Supreme Court and make those comments. It's straight up a crime. You witnessed it. Whether or not it's going to be prosecuted, I do not know. But now he's running around on the apology tour. I meant this. I meant that. And, of course, that dog is not hunting. So when we start to lose, like I said yesterday, when we start to lose all matter of decorum, as we have done, as we have seen here with Chuck E. Schumer, that is a problem. That is a problem. Okay, our phone lines are open, 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255, 215-TOP-TALK. That has not changed. If you want to comment about Chuck Schumer. Yeah, Chuck E. Schumer, I'll tell you, not a good man, not a good man. Okay, I want to go back here to something that's aligned to that now. This is something, a story came out of Fox News. It says, read the tweet, Schumer ripped Trump for criticizing federal judge weeks before SCOTUS threat. I know what you're thinking. It's Trump's fault Chuck said that. Right? Of course it is. Come on. It's Donald Trump's fault. It's Donald Trump's fault for everything. Criticizing federal judge. Senate Minority Leader Chuck E. Schumer, who has been widely condemned for his alleged threats against Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, just last month asked Chief Justice Roberts to issue a statement condemning President Trump for attacking federal judges. During a Wednesday rally, of course, you heard that you don't know what hit you. But while on the Senate floor in February, Schumer implored Roberts to defend the independence of his federal judge after Trump on Twitter went after the magistrate presiding over the sentencing of ex-associate Roger Stone. Uh-huh. Okay, we're going to check out the system. And let's see. Listener, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello. What can I do for you? This is Paul Preston. You're on the air. Go ahead.
The words I used yesterday, I am Julie from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. And that's my home state. I was born in Pennsylvania. There's something wrong with that picture, but go ahead.
Oh my goodness. I was just talking about, you were talking about Chuck Schumer, and I was just responding. It is amazing that he will be allowed to get away with this. If Trump gets impeached for a wrongful telephone call, how is it possible that here is a viable threat and he's not being made to be taken account of for his statements?
Well, you know, that's
I don't understand it.
I think obviously this could probably, we'll have to test the waters of the deep state. Is what we're going to have to do, the swamp, and see how deeply this is going to go, and also to see, you know, what's going to happen with Justice Department, whether or not they're going to proceed with this. But, you know, it's very, very clear. I think you would agree. You know, Roberts, in his response, said it was a threat and it's dangerous. I mean, it doesn't get any more
than
that.
Thank God.
I think he can.
First time he's ever really spoken up.
Yeah, and you know what? He used the word threatening and dangerous. And dangerous, what he meant, was dangerous to the country in terms of destabilizing the relationship between the judiciary and the legislature. And that's really what I look at this as, how can Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer destabilize this country? Well, it's stuff like that. You know, and of course, then you tie that in on the House side and you got the impeachment process, which is a sham and a hoax altogether. You know how bad that was.
Well, and talk about destabilizing. Poor Trump, he's on a plane coming back from India.
Yeah.
Probably somebody from the media was watching when he was going to go down and lay his head down to fall asleep on the plane. So then they contact him, and immediately comes up and drops the...
Hang on, we got a break coming up. We'll be right back. Listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about Chuck Schumer. We have a caller from Pennsylvania, my home state, Julie. And Julie, your thoughts, final thoughts, because I were getting phone calls stacked up here. So what are your final thoughts on Chuck Schumer?
Well, I think where we stopped before was about the CDC and how they all seem to be involved together and interlocked with each other. And every time he leaves the country, he gets nabbed by somebody trying to do something. And it has to do with Rosenstein's sister in the CDC, and Chuck Schumer going after the justices. And it just gets tiresome because I just can't imagine the strength that President Trump has to withstand all this. These vipers, they don't just go nip at your heels. They go for your gut and then they rip it out in one fell swoop. I mean, these are just unbelievable people. And then now all these people are sidling up with Biden. And you listen to Biden speak, and you just say, how is it possible? Yeah. It's like you're in some alternate universe of psychosis.
Well, you know, the answer to a lot of this. Listen, Julie, I want to thank you for being with us. We're going to go to another caller in a second, but I think the answer to a lot of what you're talking about is that these people that are in the Democratic side, you have a lot of the Democrats that are in their comfort zone as Democrats, and they're just, you know, this is sort of a group thought, group think type thing. We've been Democrats all through and through Obama, through the successes with Clinton and all that, and there's a comfort zone that exists with them. Unfortunately, what happens in the comfort zone is that sometimes they have to be shifted out of it, and that's what Donald Trump is doing. But it also gets to the fact that there really truly is a deep state that constantly surrounds Donald J. Trump. And we've been talking about this. You know, we've had reports from people who've gone to the White House, and in fact, one night, some of our people were in the White House with Donald Trump, and they saw it, and they called us, and they said, God, you wouldn't believe the way he's treated, even by his own staff. Which is another thing. So he's badly treated and maligned all the way through. We got Nancy with us, I believe, right now. Nancy, where are you from? And your topic, please. Are you there, Nancy?
Hello?
Hello. Is this Nancy or is this, who is this?
Yeah. This is Kirk, Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, go ahead. Kirk, Cleveland, Ohio.
This is on Kirk. Yeah, a couple of things. Paul, and love your show, and I think appreciate your work for the new state of Jefferson. I find that most fascinating.
No, it's California, New California.
It's not going to be state of Jefferson?
No.
On Schumer, he made a threat, and as you pointed out, he said they won't know what hit them. Well, then that's not. That's a pure, unadulterated threat, because if he meant it as a public comment, political, then if they got voted out of office, which their Supreme Court justices, they can't, unless they're impeached, then they wouldn't know it. So Schumer is using code. And the last time a code word like that was used was when John Podesta was taped on an email in which he used a couple of those words in reference to assassinating Chief Justice Scalia. So what Schumer did was, he's calling for an assassination. But even beyond that, for those two justices, his spokesman said, well, it's against the GOP. Well, that's against conservatives.
Right.
That's against the Constitution. So, being from Ohio, can I go downtown and file a criminal charge against the minority leader and the Democratic Party for threatening my life?
Well, I think that might be a stretch, but I think what you're saying has a great deal of merit to it in terms of the threat. And I want to thank you for your call here, Kirk. I know you're from Ohio, which is, of course, sister state, so to speak, to Pennsylvania, and I really appreciate that. Anyway, I think that what we have here is a situation. Now they're making it worse. Not only are they actually clearly threatening, Schumer was clearly threatening, and in the whole statement that he made, and it was considered dangerous. Those are not my words. Those are the Chief Justice of the United States' words, Justice Roberts. I mean, I think he's a fair-minded man who could probably interpret the law. And the laws that are surrounding all this, which are some U.S. laws, I don't have them right in front of me, USC 10 something or other. Anyway, it's clear that you cannot threaten a Supreme Court justice or anybody on the grounds of the grounds, not only in chambers, but also on the grounds of the Supreme Court. And he's clearly was on the ground. Grounds of the Supreme Court, and he cannot do that. Yeah, but he did it. So if your interpretation, I mean, you don't have to go far to go through prosecutors. You don't have to even go through a judiciary. The Supreme Court Chief Justice already weighed in. He gave his opinion of his statements. They said they were threatening and dangerous. And the threatening was, yes, he's threatened two Supreme Court justices, and it's dangerous because it affects the United States of America. This is where you have him. Not only is he threatening members of the court, he's threatening the whole judiciary, which is a separate branch of government. I mean, Chuck Schumer lives in his nice little world in the Senate as a minority. And, you know, once again, I'm going to say this. Those of you that have listened to my show, you've heard me say this so many times. You know, I've maligned Mitch McConnell for several years, and then all of a sudden I kind of flipped back in 2014. See, this is how far we go. Bad for these people that we have so much institutional knowledge, right? Anyway, so 2014, he kind of flips when he becomes, you know, the speaker or the House leader or Senate leader, and he's all of a sudden acting like he knows what he's doing with the Senate and trying to turn it into a more deliberative body, which is what it's supposed to be to begin with, because that was all reversed with Obama. Remember, hurry up, pass this legislation. Hurry up, don't wait. Hurry up, hurry up. He was always in his speeches telling the Senate, hurry up, hurry up. You don't tell the Senate to hurry up. It's a deliberative body by the founders who wanted everything to be considered. But now that he is with who? He is with Trump, and he's the majority leader. You know, he's doing exactly what the Senate leader should do, Republican or Democrat, in the face of a takeover, a dictatorship that had developed in the House of Representatives. Okay, so now Nancy Pelosi comes in. She's trying to destroy the legislature. And the reason why I say she's trying to destroy it is because, one, she held up the impeachment documents. Remember that? 30 days. 30 days went by. Now, wait a minute. Why do you hold? You're supposed to, as tradition would have it, and as protocol would have it, with Clinton and with what was happening and proceeding with before the vote with Nixon, everything was proceeding properly. And when they got the impeachment documents, when they put those through, they went right over to the Senate. Those were supposed to be deliverables that are supposed to happen within a day and so on. But she blew by all that, and she held on to it for 30 days. Wait a minute, what's up with that? All political. This is not supposed to be that type of a process. And in fact, we look back now on the Democrats and the Republicans during the impeachment of both Nixon and Clinton, and they were fair. I hate to say that, right? But they were fair, but especially compared to these clowns. So Nancy Pelosi is deliberately trying to destroy the legislature. She truly is, because remember, the Senate is a co-equal partner, power partner in the legislature. So she starts knocking then on the process about Mitch McConnell and how he's behaving and how he shouldn't be having these papers. We shouldn't be doing this. She's complaining about process that Mitch McConnell's clearly laid down. Well, that's Mitch McConnell's job, not hers. That stops at the House door. And she doesn't need to weigh in with her own opinion. She's not in charge. No one elected her to be the Senate leader. She's not a senator. She's a member of the House. She has no right to interfere, and that's exactly what she was trying to do. If she was allowed to interfere, imagine if, hey, let's say the Senate leader was Hillary Clinton. Or let's say Chuck Schumer was the Senate leader. And, of course, remember, Chuck E. Schumer and Nadler and Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi were tied at the hips at all times. You can imagine that separation of power would have been completely dissolved. They would have been one. They would have been on a monoparty. They would have been a unicameral situation there, all in agreement that Trump needs to go. But Mitch McConnell ran it straight. He said, no, this is the Senate. We're separate and co-equal partners with the House of Representatives. And it played out that way, and guess what? They basically got shamed for this whole sham impeachment hearing. But now you have Chuck Schumer making a threat deliberately at sitting members of the Supreme Court, and it is dangerous. It's dangerous to this union for a sitting minority leader in the U.S. Senate to go out and make those kind of reckless comments. This is what happens in tin pot dictatorships. Getting the crowd all riled up. Breaching those security walls, if you know what I mean. This is not good for our country. This is dangerous. Just exactly as Robert said. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com, NCS51. So for all you listeners out there, we're not the Jefferson Movement. No, they're doing their own thing. They got a court case today. I guess they're doing something in federal court. I haven't checked it all out. You can call in, by the way. Oh, yeah, give me that number again. It's 215-867-8255. 215-867-8255, 215-TOP-TALK. If you're into the numbers, the letters thing, I just gave you both. Top Talk, 215, area code. And 215-867-8255. Okay, so Chuck E. Schumer has stepped in it, and I think our callers really kind of outlined some very interesting points about Chuck Schumer. It's just interesting to get the feeling from the crowd, the burgeoning crowd out there, about what's going on with Chuck E. Schumer. I think that censorship, there's a censure that's going to go on, and I thought I saw it on Drudge. Somebody is, they're tired and they're not going to take it anymore mentality about the censorship. And I'm going to go to Zero Hedge. I'm going to pull out and go to Zero Hedge here, and I know they've got something going on. I think that I'm not too sure what it is. This is what they're showing today. maybe we're going through this dangerous and direct threat that the Supreme Court sparks bipartisan backlash. We did that. Aha. Here we go. Global confirmed coronavirus cases surpasses 100,000. U.S. death toll hits 14 as cases near 250,000. Live update. Okay. PPT in the house. This is another interesting. Stocks suddenly explode higher as gold plunges. Don't know what's going on there. A decade of ignoring risks is confronting face-to-face and exogenous shock. Oh, really? This is. I'm just reading some of the titles here from Zero Hedge, but I'm going to go to a caller. It looks like Matthew. Matthew, you're on Agenda 21 Radio. Welcome to the show. Your comment, please.
Hey, Paul.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about
Matthew
you?
From Placer County.
I know. I recognize the name, the whole name.
Yeah, I'm glad you got the chat going.
Yeah, it's about time. I know it. It wasn't always up to speed. The system, the software, took a while to get it all hammered out. But you're on the show. What are your comments?
Yeah. I checked in this morning. Usually, I check in a little earlier than this morning, but I caught you a little late. I was there at the end of with Scott there about Lindsey Graham.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've thought for a long time, what's up with Lindsey Graham? You know, because he was bus buddies with No Name, McCain.
Yep, that's
and,
right.
You know, I don't know if everybody knows, but you know, McCain was up to a lot of dirty stuff.
Well, yeah, I think everybody kind of knows, especially this listening audience. McCain did some very nefarious
Lindsey
business.
Being his best buddy. I was always surprised right away when Trump started becoming best buddy with Lindsey because, you know, of the whole No Names thing and being best buddies with No Names. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. See how long Lindsey's willing to stick on the good side, I guess.
Well, the Sun Tzu approach by Donald Trump is keep your enemies closest. And I've said this all along about Lindsey Graham. I know Scott was saying the same thing, that he has kept Lindsey Graham very, very close. And Lindsey Graham has been the partner of the president, you know, made all these positive plaudits. And now all of a sudden, you see, Lindsey Graham is up to being compromised. That's part of the problem. He's been compromised all along. He's in these pictures. And this is, you know, we're going to roll this sort of thing out now and expose Lindsey Graham, which re-expose Lindsey Graham, I guess you can say it, because we've been talking about this for years, re-expose him for what he truly is. And, you know, he was just as deeply involved with all this gun running and, of course, all the stuff that was going on with the Iraqi oil, which that still all hasn't been explained yet. We understand completely all the things. We were the first show to break that whole news about the Iraqi oil situation when Putin started bombing the Iraqi oil fields. And, of course, everybody was shocked about that. Of course, so was Obama, surprisingly enough. But it was this show here that actually broke the story behind all that and exposed the Obama administration. And Putin started bombing the Iraqi oil fields because what was happening was that ISIS was stealing all the oil and shipping it over to Turkey by way of trucks, and it was going to Erdogan's son. He was the broker behind all that oil. You know, mm-hmm. So if you want weapons, you need to have other currency besides money. It's got to be oil. I mean, it goes into that whole thing. And, you know, Lindsey Graham was deeply involved with all that, as was John McCain.
Yeah.
And now Amy Klobuchar coming on board, too. So that's another thing. No wonder she quit the race when she did. And, oh, by the way, I'm giving all my support to Joe Biden. There's no shocker there because of the Hunter Biden
yep.
relationship and her involvement in the Ukraine.
Yep. Yeah, so, you know, when, speak of ISIS, when Trump took out, well, there's a photo going around for a long time with No Name and the ISIS leader and some other militants. You know, there was contacts between No Name and ISIS there, you know?
Right.
So with Lindsey being best friends with McCain, he must have had contacts with ISIS too. And, you know, when Trump went to go take out ISIS, he didn't inform anybody in Congress, and everybody thought he was talking about, you know, Pelosi and some of the squad who are all Muslim Brotherhood. But I think he was also talking about, like, people like Lindsey, who have contacts over there and could have easily informed the ISIS leader, you know.
Yep. Well, listen, Matthew, we've got to run for time right now. Thanks for calling. And hold up that Placer County. Were you at the convention, weren't you?
No, I didn't make it down there.
What'd you hear about it?
The convention?
Yeah.
What have I heard about it?
The new California State Convention.
Well, I was wanting to go. I just didn't have time and money between school and work and everything and family. My wife had gone to some anti-vax rally.
Oh yeah.
In Sacramento, and she met a lady at an anti-vax rally. That's a lady that's Latinos for Trump.
Oh yeah.
And so we turned her on to New California, and she ended up going to the conference. And she got pictures with Huckabee and everything.
Right.
And she sent us a message saying that she's so thankful that we've turned her on to New California, and that she got to go to the, she went to the convention and she met all those people and everything. She's excited.
Yep. Yep. Well, listen, thank you very much. And you know, we're going to have some other events. I think we have a town hall going on up there pretty soon. Next, the 14th. So you might want to check that out.
Where at?
So,
Fort Placer?
Yep, for Placer.
Not for Placer.
I'm sorry, okay, for El Dorado. It's going to be El Dorado. There is going to be an announcement about Placer. I'm going to put pressure on some people down there. But there is going to be a Placer County one. Check the calendar for ncs51.com. If you check that calendar. Listen, I want to thank you very much for being with us, Matthew. We got to go for time.
All right, Paul. You have a good day.
You too. Okay. Just a little New California business going on there. I'll straighten it out. It's going to be in El Dorado County on the 14th, and then we've got a Placer one coming up. So we have so many town halls and so many activities that are going on for New California. When you got 56 counties, yikes. I don't know how we do it, but, you know, we just have wonderful people. That was demonstrated clearly at the convention. Mike Huckabee was the keynote speaker. Chris Ann Hall, if you know anything about the Constitution, they both did fantastic jobs. And, of course, Agnes Gibney, Angel Mom, she did a fantastic job, too. You know, this week has been kind of an interesting week. We got the decompression coming from the convention, and then all of a sudden we get this whole situation going on with the election. And, you know, election integrity, we're going to talk about election integrity in the next hour. By the way, they came on Fox News. Linda Payne was on there, and Ruthie and everybody else. So it was a great piece. And it's nice to see them getting the attention that they deserve, especially because out here in California we have such a corrupt system, as you know. You all know, I'm pretty sure, that our election system is amazingly corrupt. Now, I noticed that the corruption didn't quite seem to live up to its billing as much. I mean, some things were actually voted down. Now, this is a tell. This is a tell. And I think that because we've all made such a stink about the corrupt election system, and now we have Donald Trump as president, and Donald Trump has started to put his footprint in California by way of water, now by way of sanctuary state status. And it's all gone, by the way. The Second Circuit said you cannot be a sanctuary. So if you're gonna be getting federal funds, so guess what? All that's going to go away. They need the money, so they're going to take the money over the ruling. So goodbye sanctuary state status. But my point is that Donald Trump is starting to put his thumbprint here, and guess who has to pay attention? That's the governor and everybody else, but guess what? It's too late. Financially, California is a mess, and they can't get themselves out of this hole. There's only one way out, and that's Insurrection Act being placed on California. That's my opinion. Since we're doing the new California thing, I think that's going to probably happen. The probability of that is very, very high, that there's going to be a change in government in California in the near future. You can't take care of your people. You don't have the money to do it. Where's the $21 billion? These are just a few of the rainy day fund. How come we're not using the rainy day fund to help all these homeless people? How come we're not doing that, and we should be? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We got to run for time. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.